Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Convicted of taking bribes in exchange for influence, Senator Bob Menendez figured, what the heck, he's out. Multiple reports today, the embattled senator resigning effective next month. Marla Diamond has more, joining us with this live report. Marla, what are you hearing now?
Well, Larry, the 70-year-old senator appears to be bowing to intense political pressure from Democratic colleagues who had urged Menendez to step down or risk expulsion after his federal corruption conviction. Multiple reports say Menendez told members of his staff this morning that he will leave on August 20th, at which time Governor Murphy will appoint a replacement to serve the rest of the senator's term, which expires in January. Now, during his trial in June, Menendez registered as an independent, and his name is still on the ballot. South Jersey Congressman Andy Kim won the Democratic primary for that Senate seat and is widely viewed as Governor Murphy's top choice to fill the rest of Menendez's term. We have not heard from the governor, nor have we heard from Kim or Menendez on this, but stay tuned. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds. On 92.3 FM.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. Again, as she mentioned, Menendez found guilty of taking bribes in exchange for influential favors from his powerful office in the Senate. In Queens, a man remains in critical condition today with severe head injuries after he was struck riding his e-bike by an alleged hit-and-run driver. And today, that driver got indicted by a grand jury who decided he was hauling it, trying to get away from the cops when the accident happened.
What began with a tinted cover obstructing a license plate ended with an e-bike rider in the hospital, and in between, a police chase of a Nissan Altima that seemed determined to get away. Prosecutors say Harold Vega ran through 26 red lights, 14 stop signs, against traffic, over double yellow lines, onto the sidewalk, and in the bike lane. This began at 36th Avenue and 21st Street, July 3rd in Astoria. The bike rider was thrown into the air and has serious head injuries. Vega was finally arrested after crashing into a parked car and trying to run away. He was also found with an envelope of cocaine. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And police have hauled a 14-year-old boy off to jail for allegedly beating a 58-year-old woman with a baseball bat. Police say the incident happened about a month ago when the lady was walking in front of 37 Monroe Street around 2 in the afternoon. They say two people approached her without any cause and just started beating her, and then they just ran off. What in the world? The woman got head and leg injuries, had to be taken to Presby in stable condition. No rhyme, nor reason, nor motive, no nothing. He's hit with assault with intent to cause physical injury now. No names released because of his age. And after more than 2 months, police have finally made an arrest in a deadly hit-and-run crash in Bushwick.
In custody now and facing 18 charges in all, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, 26-year-old Robert Matthews of Brooklyn. Now, the NYPD is saying it was Matthews behind the wheel of this Mazda that was speeding away from them. A police chase through Bushwick back on May 9th that afternoon. Matthews then running down 71-year-old Juanita Vidal and also hitting her 44-year-old daughter, Jessica. Both have been walking along Knickerbocker Avenue together, getting some errands done 3 days before Mother's Day. Matthews didn't stop after he hit them. He then crashed into a van and ran. Juanita Vidal died. Her daughter, Jessica, critically hurt. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Such a sad, sad story.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.